I, the Mother of God, Mary, come to you in the fullness of my joy. My beloved hearts, why is my joy full? Because I am not divided within myself, and thus I am not divided in my relationship to my God, in my oneness with my God, nor am I divided in my oneness with all life. I come to greet you and to congratulate you for being who you are here in Colombia, for daring to come apart from your environment, both in a particular church, in a family, and a culture, for daring to take a stand for the Divine Mother and for the Mother Light. I congratulate you for having given my rosary so faithfully. Truly, had it not been for each and every one of you making a contribution to building a platform of light through giving my rosaries, I can assure you that our two messengers from America would not have been here with you. You have called it forth through your own devotion and your willingness to be who you are, regardless of the fact that certain people around you did not want you to be who you are, but wanted you to stay with them in the little box that they have created around themselves and around their minds. They have put themselves in that box. They wanted to put you in that box. But my beloved, they also want to put me and all of my brothers and sisters of the Ascended Host into their own little box, thinking that we can no longer speak because this or that messenger or this or that pope is no longer active. My beloved hearts, do you understand that when a human being tries to put God or the Ascended Host into their own little mental box, they have lost contact, the threat of contact to God and to the Ascended Host. Therefore, regardless of their outer deeds, they are not truly chelas and students of the Ascended Masters. How can they be when they are not following us? For my beloved hearts, what is the path that the Ascended Host have taught throughout the ages? It is the path of oneness, whereby the teacher helps the student separate himself or herself from the ego, and thus come into oneness with the consciousness of the teacher, which then becomes the open door for coming into oneness with your own higher self and ultimately with God. There is only one true path, and it is the path of oneness. You cannot follow that path as long as you are divided within yourself, as long as you have any motive that comes from the ego, such as a motive to elevate yourself above other human beings, to compare yourself with others, or to compare yourself with those of other religions, other cultures, other races, or whatever it might be. My beloved hearts, how many of you took note that when I gave my invocation earlier, I talked about an experiment in oneness that we have called you to participate in during this retreat? Why is it an experiment? Because truly, we have a situation where you have come together from different backgrounds. We have people from the United States, from Denmark, from Australia, and from many different places in Colombia. Do you understand that you have been preconditioned by your upbringing to see yourselves as different from people from a different background? But that we are here hoping to help you see that it does not matter where you come from on earth. It only matters where you came from in heaven, and truly, each and every being came out of God's own being, and thus each and every being that has self-awareness started out as a son or daughter of God. You may have descended below that consciousness and can no longer accept who you are. But the path of oneness is meant to lead you back to that sense of oneness with your God. And when you are one with God, you see God in yourself. And when you see God in yourself, how can you fail to see God in every other aspect of life, including in your brothers and sisters? For truly, when you see God, you see God in yourself. You see that everything was created out of the being and consciousness of God. My beloved hearts, some of you have come here with divisions in your psyche, with various doubts and fears. I understand that you have these doubts and fears. I do in no way condemn you for these doubts and fears. In fact, I want you to recognize your doubt and fear, to bring it out into the open and not be afraid to state it, for only by recognizing it do you have the opportunity to work through it and let it go. My beloved hearts, there is nothing, there is no doubt and fear that the love of God cannot consume. Yet, the love of God does not work against your free will. So you must be willing to recognize your doubt and fears, to bring them out in the open and to help others see what you cannot see on your own, to have others help you see what you cannot see on your own. This truly is your opportunity during these next days where you are together with so many other beautiful hearts, to talk to each other, to help each other understand. And if you cannot resolve something, then bring it to the attention of the messengers, either publicly or privately, and they will help you, and we will help you through them. But my beloved hearts, I know that too many of you did not pay attention when you heard our messengers state that they were no more important than you are. And that is because they have overcome their division, and therefore they realize that all life is one, and thus no one is more important than another. And because you have not quite overcome that division in yourselves, you cannot fully accept this. And therefore, you want to put them up on a pedestal. This is the ego's doing, because the ego feels that if it makes the messengers very important, then you who are listening to the messengers also become important. But you see, my beloved, this is just an ego game that really has no reality. Thus, I want you in the coming days to not only pay attention to what they say, but to observe how they act, how they are being, because by seeing that they have no ego games to play, that they are not here to set themselves up, you can then see what you too can attain, where you are not trying to be something you are not. You are not trying to impress anyone. You are not trying to put on a facade. You are simply being who you are. And that, my beloved hearts, is the greatest freedom you can have, both on earth and here in heaven. My beloved hearts, could you possibly see Jesus going around trying to impress El Moya or playing some kind of game or trick on Saint Germain? No, my beloved, this would be unthinkable. And likewise, we desire to see you treat each other the same way, with the same freedom, where you know that you are free to be who you are, and therefore you can set other people free to be who they are. You do not need to in any way, shape, or form play some of the games that you have been conditioned to play during your upbringing, because you saw it in society, you saw it in movies or on television, you saw it in your parents and your friends, and you have been conditioned to think that unless you go along with these games and play these games, you will not be acceptable to society, you will become an outcast. Oh, my beloved, let me share with you the unconditional love of my heart and assure you that you do not have to play any game to be accepted by me, because my love for you is unconditional. My love for you is full. I love you as you are, but I want to see you be free to be all that you are, not just what you think you are right now. So, my beloved hearts, I ask you in these next days to consider, to observe yourself, and to watch for those elements of division in your own consciousness that divides you in yourself and divides you in your interaction with others. I want you to see this and to let it go, let it pass into the flame, the light that you invoke through the rosaries, so that by the end of these few precious days together, you will feel so transformed and so pure that you will be able to make the completely free choice of never again going back into that ego game that you have been playing for your entire life. My beloved hearts, let me help you. Let me give you a visualization to help you let go of these games. For truly, what is it that prevents you from letting go of the ego's games? It is that you do not feel complete and whole because you do not feel nurtured. And so I come to offer you my unconditional nurturance as the Divine Mother. I ask you to envision your favorite image of the Christ child sitting on the lap of Mary the Mother, sitting on my lap. And in these next few days, when you catch yourself being somewhat divided or unsettled or not in a harmonious and peaceful state of mind, immediately pull back from the situation. Do not allow it to accelerate any further, but pull yourself into your heart and visualize that you are that Christ child sitting on the lap of Mother Mary, being nurtured by me, so that you can feel just as the baby Jesus felt on my lap, completely enveloped in the love of the Divine Mother, so that you have no care in the world because you feel so enveloped in the unconditional love of the Mother of God that none of the cares of the world can touch you. They cannot penetrate the shell, the oneness, the circle of oneness of my love that I have put around you. My beloved hearts, allow yourself to feel that love. Allow me to give my love to you, so that you can feel the fullness of my love and your acceptance of that love can be full. This is my only desire for this gathering, that you let go of the divisions and see the love of the Divine Mother that truly is the key to your oneness here below as the body of God on earth. We who are your ascended brothers and sisters above, see you already as that body of God coming together in oneness. And we want to see yourself that way. And we hope that in these next few days, we can raise you out of the consciousness of division, that you may come into a oneness beyond all outer boundaries, even a boundary of language, which need not be a barrier when you speak with the heart. Thus, my beloved, I greet you, I congratulate you for being here, for all of your efforts with the rosaries, and I say, welcome to my love, welcome to the nurturance of the Divine Mother, and thus I seal you in my heart as you each one allow me to seal you. And I promise I will be with you each and every day of this conference. My beloved hearts, many of you think you have come to hear me speak or hear other ascended masters speak through a messenger. And while this is true, I must tell you that what we really desire is to hear you speak, to hear us speak to you in your own hearts. It would give us more joy that you heard us speak one word in your heart, one word that was not tainted, not colored by the division of your ego, but was truly the living word that we speak to you in your heart. It will give us far greater joy if you could hear that one word in your heart than if you heard 1,000 words through our outer messengers. For we desire to have a relationship with each and every one of you that does not go through someone else, And that does not go through your ego and is not colored by the ego. And thus, this is your opportunity, as you are willing, to let go, to learn from the examples of those who have been willing to come into oneness with us and realize that you too can come into oneness. And thus again, welcome to my heart of oneness. Now be sealed in the flame of oneness that I am.